is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. We begin in New York, where police may be closing in on a suspect in the shooting and killing of a healthcare executive outside a hotel Wednesday. Correspondent Jared Hill.
This morning, authorities are combing through new evidence linked to the brazen killing of UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson. NYPD have released two new images of the man wanted for questioning. In one, taken at a hostel where police believe he stayed before the shooting, the man smiling.
Detectives say the suspect checked in with a fake New Jersey ID after arriving in Manhattan on a bus that originated in Atlanta days before the shooting. We're learning more about the gunman who shot and critically wounded two kindergartners at a Christian school in Northern California before killing himself. Butte County Sheriff Corey Honey says the man struggled with mental illness.
He held some kind of belief that the Seventh-day Adventist Church was involved in genocide and oppression of Palestinians.
They say he'd been released from jail just 2 days before the shooting. CBS News has learned President Biden is considering protecting some of President-elect Trump's biggest critics. Possibilities include Dr. Anthony Fauci and former Congresswoman Liz Cheney. Correspondent Ed O'Keefe.
In recent days, Democratic lawmakers have suggested President Biden should use his ability to pardon people by issuing preemptive pardons for these critics. Others have suggested the president should ensure that hundreds, if not thousands, of Americans wrongly caught up in the justice system should also seek pardons.
People in Erie, Pennsylvania battled near blizzard conditions with up to a foot of new snow and wind gusts over 50 miles an hour. Nearby, Lake City Mayor Andrew Graves helped with the dig out.
It's nice to do, and I'll tell you why, because my parents always told me, help thy neighbor. Well, guess what? Being the mayor, I have 3,000 neighbors.
Life expectancy in the U.S. isn't expected to go up much over the next few decades. Researchers at the University of Washington believe it'll reach 80.4 before stalling in 2050. CBS's Leanne Winnick.
When it comes to an index of healthy living, the report projects the U.S. will drop from 80th to 108th globally. Nearly all high-income and even some middle-income countries already rank higher than the U.S.
Another December day, another tree lighting.
Three, two, one.
President Biden at the National Tree Lighting in Washington, D.C.
The peace we feel as we pause and reflect on our blessing, and the light we see as we gather with loved ones that cherish our time together.
S&P futures down 4. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Lots of jobs and lots of investment are coming to Kenosha County. Pharmaceutical giant Eli Lilly has plans for a $3 billion expansion of its Pleasant Prairie facility. The drug maker is looking to boost production of diabetes and obesity medicines. The project will add 750 highly skilled jobs to the current workforce of over 100 employees. Construction is set to start next year with 2,000 workers hired to build the new addition. Governor Evers praised the project and the region. Between Eli Lilly and Microsoft, there's more than $6 billion of development going on in southeastern Wisconsin. It might be a little bit before our Racine County Wingstop is back to normal. Following up on yesterday's news, it was an 84-year-old woman that drove through the front window of the Caledonia Wingstop on Douglas Avenue yesterday. She and her 89-year-old husband were in the vehicle, and both are okay. The restaurant is still open, but for carryout only at this point. A first-ever calendar featuring artwork by Racine Elementary students will soon be available. The calendar contest, run by the Racine Financial Empowerment Center, ran from April through the summer and accepted entries from kindergarten through 8th grade students. It's an effort meant to spotlight fiscal responsibility among children. Mayor Corey Mason says the students' artwork will not only brighten homes and offices, but will also serve as a reminder of the importance of financial education. Those calendars will be ready for pickup at the library Monday the 16th. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Pack
Packers lose to the Lions. Hi from Ford Field in Detroit. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Lions kicking a last-second field goal to win 34-31. It was a back-and-forth game all night. Detroit jumping out to a 17-7 lead. But in the second half, Keyshawn Nixon intercepted a Jared Goff pass, and the Packers offense scored to take the lead. Head coach Matt LaFleur.
Thought our guys did a good job coming out the second half, kind of getting the momentum by going down, scoring a touchdown, hitting the big play to Christian, then defensively getting the takeaway and converting that into points. But ultimately, I thought we just started, especially on the offensive side of the ball, too slow.
So the Packers are now 9-4, but running back Josh Jacobs, who scored 3 touchdowns, thinks they could face the Lions here in the postseason.
Yeah, we're going to see them again. We're going to see them again. That's the beauty of it all, you know, take these feelings, process them, and go back to work.
NBA, the Bucks are in Boston tonight to play the Celtics. College Hoops, Marquette hosts Wisconsin tomorrow at 12:30. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Partly cloudy and a little breezy today. We'll get to around 30 this afternoon. The wind west at 15 to 25. Tonight, 23. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 43. Then on Sunday, partly cloudy with a high right around 50. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 15.
Sleep deprivation in a mother leads to murder. It's true. My wife's a beautiful woman, and she installs faith in life. She's like, you know, the kids, and make sure you thank God for a wonderful day, and just thank Him for everything we have, and just we're blessed. But if she don't nap, if she don't sleep, the devil goes, I'll take over from here. And there is nothing worse than waking up as a man in the middle of the night, like 5 a.m, and your wife's just sitting on the edge of the bed. Just staring at you. Baby, what are you doing up so early? Up so early? I haven't been to bed yet. I haven't had any sleep whatsoever. We came to bed together at 10, and we went to bed. No, no. You fell asleep at 10. And who can fall asleep when you fall asleep? Because you pass out, your mouth is always facing my way, and your breath is disgusting. It's disgusting. You need to go to a doctor. I have no eyebrows left because of your breath blowing on my face.
The truth is found to be lies. We know the Coming up this morning, the 8 o'clock hour, we're going to celebrate the 98th birthday anniversary of WRJN with Tom Carco and Janet Hoff. Going to be in studio this morning. Should be a lot of fun. That's coming up at the 8 o'clock hour. But right now, I've got the Beatles for you.
Babe is good to me. You know she's happy as can be. You know she said so. I'm in love with her and I feel fine. Baby says she's mine. You know she tells me all the time. You know she said so. I'm in love with her and I feel fine. I'm so glad that she's my little girl. She's so glad she's telling the whole world that her baby buys her things, you know. He buys her diamond rings, you know. She said so. She's in love with me and I feel fine. She's mine, you know, she tells me all the time, you know, she said so. I'm in love with her and I feel fine. I'm so glad that she's my little girl. She's so glad she's telling all the world that her baby buys her things, you know. He buys her diamond rings, you know, she said so. She's in love with me and I feel fine.
The Beatles, I feel fine. Somebody asked me, did the Beatles ever do some Christmas songs? Actually, they did one. It was called Christmas Time Is Here Again. But it's very hard to get because they only released the song to members of the Beatles fan club back in the 60s. That was it. They didn't sell it in the stores. DJs didn't get it on the radio. And I've heard copies. It's okay. It's not a great song. But it's called Christmas Time Is Here Again by the Beatles. And it's very difficult to come by. Because you can get now online. It's there. But the actual recording, you had to be a member of the Beatles fan club. That's interesting. I'm going to get to this story before you do any eating this morning. Because you're not going to want to eat again after hearing this. Sam's Club is testing something called the Holly Dog this year. It combines Thanksgiving and Christmas. Now, I assume we're talking about a hot dog here, the Holly Dog. Here are some of the toppings. Mashed potatoes, pumpkin pie, Christmas cookies, and candy canes on the hot dog. That's got to be a major mess to eat. Doesn't sound appetizing either, by the way. All right, 6:13, local news, timeless hits, and Christmas music. finish. Yeah, the Kingsmen, Louie Louie. It's 6:16. Local news, timeless hits, and some Christmas classics as well. WRJN 99.9 FM in Racine, 98.1 FM in Kenosha, and everywhere, the legendary frequency of 1400 AM. And we've been saying on the air all year for 97 years, WRJN's provided local news and now timeless hits too. That changes today to for 98 years. That's right, 98 years. We're going to celebrate that in the 8 o'clock hour this morning. It's 6:17 and Cyber Monday this past week. This last Monday was officially the biggest online shopping day ever in U.S. history. Americans collectively spent $13.3 billion on Monday. But get this, at one point on Monday night, we were spending over $15 million online every single minute. Wow.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Paris Hilton and Nicole Richie have a new show that they say will be as unforgettable as the first show they did together called, who cares? The duo is collaborating again for Peacock's new show, Paris and Nicole, The Encore. The short three-episode series drops December 12th on Peacock. Following in the footsteps of Ross and Rachel, Barry Keoghan and Sabrina Carpenter are on a break after dating for a year due to rumors of infidelity on the part of Keoghan, who apparently has been hooking up with a TikToker, probably someone who got famous lip-syncing Carpenter songs. The influencer's name is Becky Hill, and she has 4 million followers on OnlyFans, which is somehow 5 million more than I have. People assume infidelity is the reason they split, but maybe Carpenter finally saw Saltburn and hasn't stopped vomiting. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
And you can hear Pete tonight and every night at 6 o'clock on our sister station, WAUK, AM 540.
At Hospice Alliance, not all volunteers work directly with our patients. Some help with special projects, office work, mailings, check-in phone calls, and much more. Anything you want to do, Hospice Alliance has a volunteer role for you. Serving patients and families in Racine, Kenosha, Southern Milwaukee, and Eastern Walworth counties. If you'd like to learn more about Hospice Alliance's services or assisting in our mission, visit hospicealliance.org.
Head to the Lanes on 20, the ultimate spot to bowl, dine, and unwind. Take advantage of daily open bowling specials, great for all ages. After you strike up the fun, stop by Angry Brothers Pub for fantastic food and drink specials during football, basketball, and hockey games. Plus, they have the ideal kickoff to your weekend with the Friday Fish Fry.
Yes!
Planning a holiday gathering or a birthday bash? The Lanes on 20 has choice dates and the perfect setup for your party. The fun rolls all year long at the Lanes on 20, just west of Green Bay Road.
Make Lee's Deli part of your holiday celebrations. Whether it's a festive lunch, dinner, or quick bite, Lee's Deli has you covered with their fresh chef salads and signature subs. You'll find them at Twins Food Mart on 16th and Packard, Elite Mini Market on Washington Avenue, and Momo's Supermarket at 1912 52nd Street in Kenosha. Also, stop by the Washington Avenue shop for easy pickup, delivery, and pre-ordering catering options like the famous holiday party trays. Lee's Deli, spreading holiday cheer one meal at a time.
Still searching for the perfect holiday present? Give the gift of mobility with Easy Mobility Solutions. A Golden or Pride Power Scooter or Power Chair can help your loved ones move with confidence and ease, making every outing a breeze. Or bless them with a Power Lift Recliner complete with heat and massage for year-round comfort and independence at home. As Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted power mobility provider, Easy Mobility Solutions is here to make your holidays brighter and more mobile. Visit the showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine.
Texting enrolls you in recurring automated marketing text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Leaving for the gym so early?
I'm ready to go.
Since you started taking Nugenix Total T, you've been acting like when we met in our 20s.
I feel like myself again. Lower testosterone after turning 40 slowed me down. Nugenix Total T has been a game changer for me.
What is it about Nugenix Total T that's different?
It's a key ingredient called Tesnor. It boosts free and total testosterone to help you get back the drive and energy from your youth. Total T is backed by 5 clinical studies.
I've seen the huge difference it's made for you in the gym, at work, and in the bedroom.
I'm so glad I sent them a text for my complimentary bottle. Text TIGER to 42424 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T. Nugenix is the number one selling testosterone boosting brand at GNC and Walmart. Do it now, and we'll also send you a bottle of Nugenix Thermo X, our newest, most powerful fat burner ever. Absolutely free. Text TIGER to 42424. That's TIGER to 42424.
Products and statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or illness.
With local news twice an hour, Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., we are Racine's source for local news and now timeless hits. Join us every day to stay up to date. Join us online at WRJN.com for up-to-date news or join our news podcasts, also available at WRJN.com. Local news, it's part of our commitment to Racine. WRJN.
Feliz Navidad, Feliz Navidad, Feliz Navidad, próspero año y felicidad. Feliz Navidad, Feliz Navidad, Feliz Navidad, próspero año y felicidad. I wanna wish you a Merry
News, timeless hits, and now some Christmas classics too, like Feliz Navidad, Jose Feliciano, here at WRJN. So this doctor in Wisconsin who beat cancer is planning to ring in the new year in a very big way this year. He's running 7 marathons in 7 days on all 7 continents. His first one is in Antarctica this January 31st. He's also doing it to raise money for cancer research, but also to inspire people. He says he doesn't think we set our sights high enough these days. 7 marathons in 7 days on 7 continents. I think that man set his sights pretty high. What do you think? All right, here's Al Green now. Let's stay together.
What?
Al Green, Let's Stay Together, 1972, the year of local news, timeless hits, and some Christmas classics, too, this holiday season. WRJN, 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM in Kenosha, and 1400 AM everywhere. And today, the 8 o'clock hour, Tom Karka is going to stop by with Janet Hoff. He's our historian, and we're going to have a whole bunch of old clips for you from WRJN years past. We turn 98 years old today. Can't wait till we turn 100. I think I'm turning 100 that same year. It should be fun. That's coming up at 8 o'clock hour. At 7:20, Dick Rousseff is going to talk about the basketball game tonight, high school basketball. At 7:35, we're talking movies with Brett Hoffman. And at 8:50 this morning, Mike Clemens is going to join us, talk sports. So full morning right here at WRJM. Now, if you ask people if they ever shoplifted, some people say, well, you know, as a kid, maybe I stole some candy, but that's about it. But you might have done it more recently if you've ever stretched the carry-on rules on a flight. Frontier Airlines CEO Barry Biffle recently asked about the company's controversial practice of paying agents as much as $10 every time they catch travelers trying to slip one by without paying the appropriate baggage fees. Kind of sounds like a bounty on the passengers, doesn't it? He says that travelers who try to avoid baggage fees are shoplifters. That's it. Quote, "These people are stealing. They are shoplifters." It's nice the way Frontier Airlines thinks of their customers, isn't it? Exactly 6:30 now at WRJN. Let's check news. Here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Lots of jobs and lots of investment are coming to Kenosha County. Pharmaceutical giant Eli Lilly has plans for a $3 billion expansion of its Pleasant Prairie facility. The drug maker is looking to boost production of diabetes and obesity medicines. The project will add 750 highly skilled jobs to the current workforce of over 100 employees. Construction is set to start next year with 2,000 workers hired to build the new addition. Governor Evers praised the project and the region. Between Eli Lilly and Microsoft, there's more than $6 billion of development going on in southeastern Wisconsin. It might be a little bit before our Racine County wing stop is back to normal. Following up on yesterday's news, it was an 84-year-old woman that drove through the front window of the Caledonia wing stop on Douglas Avenue yesterday. She and her 89-year-old husband were in the vehicle and both are okay. The restaurant is still open, but for carryout only at this point. A first-ever calendar featuring artwork by Racine Elementary students will soon be available. The calendar contest, run by the Racine Financial Empowerment Center, ran from April through the summer and accepted entries from kindergarten through eighth grade students. It's an effort meant to spotlight fiscal responsibility among children. Mayor Corey Mason says the students' artwork will not only brighten homes and offices, but will also serve as a reminder of the importance of financial education. Those calendars will be ready for pickup at the library Monday the 16th. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Demand for bison from Wisconsin consumers continues to surge. Want to get in on the action? I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Friday. The Wisconsin Bison Association would love to have you, and it may not take as much land as you think. Details on the way.
Loss of appetite, drop in milk production, and dehydration are all key indicators of HPAI, or bird flu. This disease is a threat to cattle health and farmers' bottom line. Help protect your herd and reduce the spread by keeping animals hydrated and eating with BioVet. Bovine Gold Light provides key electrolytes for livestock, and our direct-fed microbial products support digestive health and appetite. Learn more at bile-vet.com.
Innovation, that's BioVet.
Pat Reese is one of the members of the Wisconsin Bison Association that's trying to encourage others to take a look at raising the animals, and he says it's surprising how little land you really need.
I figure you can raise one animal unit, so let's say a cow, and perhaps her calf up to 6 months old. You could raise a pair like that on about an acre to an acre and a half here in the Mount Calvary area or in Fond du Lac County. So it doesn't take much to keep the animals. Like I said, we have about 100 acres fenced in, and by the time we were done calving this spring, we were probably up to 48 animals. So you can see we were well balanced as far as acres for pasture versus the number of animals that we had.
Pat Reese from Mount Calvary, a member of the Wisconsin Bison Association. He says, according to the latest census data, Wisconsin was home to more than 6,700 head of bison on 83 different farms. He says if you're looking to get involved or would like to locate bison in your area, go to their website, wisconsinbison.com.
Attention farmers and ranchers. The Can-Am Ag and Business Program wants to reward hardworking folks like you. Head to your local Can-Am dealer to find out how you can get extra coverage on top of a rebate of up to $1,500 on select Can-Am Defender and Outlander models. If you've had your eyes set on a Can-Am workhorse, now's the time to get your own. Visit your local Can-Am dealer to add a true game changer to your roster. Certain conditions apply. See dealer for details.
The entire Midwest Farm Report team is headed to Wisconsin Dells for the annual Wisconsin Farm Bureau Federation's annual meeting and Young Farmer and Agriculturalist Conference starting today. Carrie Shinneke from Dodge County and Clara Hendrich from Calumet County have been reappointed to the Wisconsin Farm Bureau's Promotion and Education Committee by the Board of Directors. Carrie Shinneke is currently the Wisconsin State Fair Agriculture Education Manager. Clara, along with her husband and four of their five adult kids, founded LeClaire Family Creamery in Malone, specializing in goat milk cheeses. Follow our action at Midwest Farm Report on Facebook. I'm Pam Yonke.
Partly cloudy and a little breezy today. We'll get to around 30 this afternoon. The wind west at 15 to 25. Tonight, 23. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 43. Then on Sunday, partly cloudy with a high right around 50. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 15.
Occasionally, there's that person that brings their own cup to Starbucks. I have my own cup. Yeah, so do we. They're at home. Let me understand this. You have your life together enough to bring your own cup, but you can't make your own damn coffee? No. You stand there. You just stand. All the chairs are taken. Because Starbucks is not only a coffee shop, it's also an upscale unemployment office. Filled with students, people on conference calls. There's always that one guy that set up his office in Starbucks. Can you move your fax machine? It's packed. It's like the opposite of Dunkin' Donuts. You walk in Dunkin' Donuts, you feel like you're entering an active crime scene. Shelves are bare, there's no employees around. Are you guys even open? Did I just break in? I don't want to touch anything, leave my DNA.
We'll be right back.
of you. But long as there are stars above you, you never need to doubt it. I'll make you so sure about it. God only knows what I'd be without you. If you should ever leave me, well, life would still go on, believe me. The world could show nothing to me. So what good would living do me? God only knows what I'd be without you.
Timeless hits. Now, some Christmas classics as well at WRJN. Sunshine today with a high near 31. Partly cloudy tonight. Lows around 26. Partly sunny tomorrow, Saturday, with a high near 43. And Sunday, sunny with a high near 48. Ah, liking that. A clear sky this morning right now. 16 degrees here at Radio Park. Redmond, Washington. That's the home of Microsoft and Nintendo of America. And recently, just recently, they got 5 new snow plows, and they named each one of them. Now, keep in mind, this is Microsoft. Control-Alt-Delete. Well, snow plow is called Control-Salt-Delete. Also, Scoop Dog, Snowbegone Kenobi, The Big Leplowski, I like that one, and Betty Whiteout. I love those names. That's great. Tax dollars well spent. It's 6:39. Let's dance to the music now. Here's Sly and the Family Stone. WRJN 99.9 FM and Racine 98.1 FM Kenosha and everywhere 1400 AM.
Yeah, on the ground.
Rolling Stone dance to the music at WRJN. Now, I might have told this story before, but I'm going to tell it again, all right? Back when I first got into radio, the company I worked for had a radio station in Ohio, I think Canton, Ohio. And they rented an arena. They paid for the arena thousands and thousands of dollars. And this is in the early 70s when Sly and the Family Stone were really hot. And they booked Sly and the Family Stone as the act in the arena. They sold out the concert. Everybody's in the arena. They're waiting, anticipating. Sly and the Family Stone never showed up. And apparently, this was happening a lot with Sly and the Family Stone. So to retaliate, we couldn't play their number one song on the radio. Yeah, like it hurt him. But yeah, he apparently did that a lot. He would book concerts and just decide he's not showing up. Could you imagine an arena? Picture like, you know, Five Serve Forum, filled with people, filled with people, exciting for a concert. And it never happened. Everybody had to go home. They had to give the money back, too. I think that's just before I joined the radio station. So I wasn't part of the the fallout after that concert. 643 WRJN Local News. Timeless hits. Now, Christmas classics, too. But first, here come the Supremes.
I need love, love to ease my mind. I need to find someone to call mine.
Supremes, Can't Hurry Love. I don't think it was Diana Ross in the Supremes then. I think it was just the Supremes. I think she put her name out front a little later on. It's 646, local news, timeless hits, and some Christmas favorites, too. We have one coming up in just a few minutes from the right kind of singers, a classic straight ahead for you. But first, if you're starting a new job, you might want to pay attention to this. Here are some of the dumbest ways people have been fired just a few hours after starting a brand new job. One guy tried to buy meth from his boss, who, by the way, had none and wasn't selling any. An Arby's cashier stole $100 from the register after ringing up her first few customers. And an IT guy plugged in his personal hard drive and started stealing company files right after he started the job. And these people say, well, they just fired me because they didn't like me. No, they fired you because you're stupid. It's 647 at WRJN.
For over 93 years, family-owned and operated Martin's Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram in Union Grove, Wisconsin, has been serving the area with great selection, price, and service. Plus, they're one of the top commercial dealers in the area. So if you're looking for a new vehicle for the family or a new work truck, look no further than Martin Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram in Union Grove. Stop by and see one of their helpful salesmen or shop them online at martinsgarage.net.
Always remember, you have choices. Hospice Alliance can provide your loved one care in their home or the home of a family member, in a senior community or skilled nursing home. Hospice Alliance also provides care at their Pleasant Prairie Hospice House. When seeking hospice care, ask for Hospice Alliance, the award-winning community-based nonprofit that gives back through education, services, and grief support. To learn more, visit hospicealliance.org. Again, hospicealliance.org.
The holidays are here, and Ferraro's has the comfort food to keep you warm and cozy. This season of giving, get more for your money. Buy $100 in gift cards with cash, and Ferraro's will throw in a bonus $20 gift card. Don't forget to check out Ferraro's delicious frozen pizzas, perfect for carryout, your next fundraiser, or your festive holiday gathering. Serving up the flavor Racine craves this holiday season. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's. Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
It's the fourth day of the WRJN 12 Deals of Christmas. Happy 8 Collectibles at Southridge Mall. Your stop for toys, comics, sports memorabilia, and the second annual HappyCon next weekend. From December 13th through 15th at Southridge Mall, enjoy vendors, gaming, and celebrity guests like WWE Hall of Famer Kurt Angle on the 14th from 11 to 6. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and purchase $20 gift certificates for just $10. Today only with the WRJN 12 Deals of Christmas.
The Badgers.
Feeds Max, face the three, takes the three, left side, yes sir. Fades, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts and a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Slam dunk, Steven Crowell hammers it down.
Catch every game all season long right here on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Bring Christmas bells merrily, ring hell over the world. Jesus is King, loud people ring, with one accord, round happy tale, round from the north. Bring Christmas bells sound.
those timeless hits, and now some Christmas classics, too. WRJN, Break Out of Ring, Christmas Bells Ring, or Carol of the Bells goes under both titles. Have a holiday party coming up? Keep this in mind. 60%, that's 6 out of every 10 workers of people, say at a holiday party, say they've kissed a coworker at the company party. 50% got too drunk. 25% hit the boss. 13% have taken off one too many items of clothing. And 31% had relations with a coworker after the party. What company is this, by the way? I've worked all my life. I've never been to a party like that, you know. I've never hit the boss, I know that. Never took off clothing. Never had relations with a coworker after the party either. Here's Buffalo Springfield now.
There's something happening here. But what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there. Telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop. Children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. There's battle lines being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speak in their minds are getting so much resistance from behind. Time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. What a field day for the heat. And people in the street singing songs and a carrying signs, mostly say hooray for our side. It's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Your life, it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop now. What's that sound?
Buffalo Springfield, for what it's worth. 6:55, local news, timeless hits, now Christmas classics too at WRJN. Well, it's that time of year. Time to go to the emergency room. More than 15,000 people go to the emergency room from Christmas decorating injuries. 1 out of 3 fall. 11% get cuts. 10% throw out their backs. Probably from lifting all those heavy ornaments, huh? I guess the emergency room does a big business this time of year. 6:55. Oh, remember this, Donovan Leach. Just went by the name of Donovan, though. Sunshine Superman. It's going to be sunny today. Highs near 31. Right now it's sunny and 15 degrees here at Radio Park.
Sunshine came softly through my window today. Could have tripped out easy, but I changed my way. It'll take time, I know it, but in a while you're gonna be mine, I know it. We're doing it in style. 'Cause I made my mind up, you're going to be mine. I'll tell you right now. Baby, it never ends when you
forever to be mine. I'll pick up your hand and slowly blow your little mind. 'Cause I've made my mind up, you're going to be mine. I'll tell you right now, any trick in the book, and now, baby,
Superman, Donovan. That's from the psychedelic era where we had no idea what he was talking about. A lot of those songs just went right over our head. It's 6:59 at WRJN, local news, timeless hits, and some Christmas classics. Still, we've got one from Andy Williams coming up in just a moment here. Well, it's the first week of December. If someone said Merry Christmas to you today, would you say it back? A poll asked when it's acceptable to start saying Merry Christmas. Almost 3 in 4 people think it's still too early. 30% said not until mid-December. Another 28% said only during the week of Christmas. And 7% said not until Christmas Day. Bah humbug to those. 28% said it's acceptable right now. That includes 21% said it's okay starting on December 1st. 5% said in November you can start saying it. And 2% of people think you should be allowed to say Merry Christmas 365 days a year. Yeah, it's 95 degrees outside in June. Merry Christmas! That sounds right. It's exactly 7 o'clock right now.